Okay, folks, so before I get to tonight's spectacular episode with Wendy Freeman of the Double Page Spread podcast, I've got three very important things to tell you about. First, remember that cool gathering I was telling you about yesterday? I'll remind you, the always entertaining Stella Cheeks will be performing at Motoblot June 24th through 26th. No, that's not a transformer. Motoblot is a cool biker, burlesque, BBQ, booze, and bands gathering at the Cobra Lounge. Well, I've just received word that Penny Dreadful will be there selling sweet jewelry for sour girls on Saturday and Sunday. Next, if you're a Whovian, you owe it to yourself to check out the Chicago Doctor Who meetup. They're having a new member social at Filter on June 22nd. June 22nd is a pretty good day. Face it, the only way you're going to last until the new episodes premiere in 2017 is if you have a support group of like-minded individuals. So check them out. Last but certainly not least, the Kickstarter for Ladies Met Anthology Volume 4 is now live. As always, talented ladies from all over the world are lending their talents to this one-of-a-kind showcase. I'll be talking to Caitlin Rosberg next week to get the skinny on what's in store. But if the first three volumes are anything to go by, you want to jump on those early bird reward tiers before they run out. At this time, they're already $1,100 to their $7,000 goal, so act now. That's it, no more ads. Now it's time to get lifted by talking to one of my favorite people, Wendy Freeman of the Double Page Spread podcast. Cue my music.
He came from another planet to bring the funk. So put on your earbuds and get in your bunk. It's Cast Today, it's here to stay, don't act like a punk. It's Cast Today, come sail away, and now let's get crunk!
Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cast Today. My guest today is someone who, if you're in the Chicago area and you're a Chicago fan, heck, countrywide, you know her. It's Wendy Freeman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, friends.
The burning question. Are you of any relation to Morgan Freeman?
I wish I were. Then I'd have godlike abilities.
Right. You know, just he's got that on lock. So, all right. Let's get started with the most obvious question. What are you reading lately?
Oh, gosh. I'm reading Moon Knight, which I love a lot. I just started reading those, was it like the DC, I just read that, was the Wacky Racers one?
Oh, yeah, that was super dark looking, too. How was that?
I know, it was pretty cool. And the one before, the Space Ghost one was cool, too. The Quest, the Johnny Quest one, did you read that?
Yeah, I love me some Space Ghost, so I couldn't pass that by.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. So, yeah, I'm reading that. I'm reading Paper Girls. I think that's really good.
Definitely.
You know, gosh, I'm reading a book called The Fix by Nick Spencer that's like a crime story about crooked cops.
Mm.
I'm reading, like, you know, the James Bond book. I try to read across, you know, all the independents. I try to, you know, and then, of course, I love it to death whenever people send me things. I love reading anything my friends do.
Oh, yeah. And you've got plenty of friends, as as can be witnessed on the Double Page Spread podcast. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like, all right. So how did you get started doing Double Page Spread?
Well, you know, I was a recording engineer, and I worked in studios. I did a lot of stuff for a long time, and I was just kind of like, I wanted a way to combine the fact that I love talking to people about comics. You know, like, I really, really, like, I love it. There's so much, like, I can't draw. I can't draw a lick.
Neither can I.
but it fascinates me. Like, what these people do absolutely amazes me and fascinates me, you know? So I was like, why don't I make, like, sort of like a radio program? Why don't I make an excuse to talk to these people and hear about what they do, you know, because I'm sure I'm not the only one.
So. Definitely. And you definitely get some interesting conversations out of those folks, too. So who would you say is your favorite guest or guests so far on Double Page Spread?
Oh, gosh. Evan Dorkin, I think, is definitely one of my favorite people I've ever talked to because he has such a weird, dark sense of humor. I thought he was great. And I love it anytime I can get guests to talk about things outside of comics, I think it's fascinating, too. I think it's hilarious. Like, that whole conversation with Sean Pryor about, like, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that, you know. I think that's hilarious. Whenever you learn these things about people, I think it's pretty great. And it makes you want to buy their book.
Yeah, for sure, because that's half of the fun of Artist Alley. I mean, yeah, you get to meet all these great artists and writers, you can see all this amazing work, but you get to have some conversations with some really cool people, and they're there for the same reason that you are. They love comics, so that's always so much fun. And that's something that I noticed that you bring to all of your work, too, and even your online presence. You just have such an enthusiasm. It's just contagious.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
Well, no, I appreciate that because the first time, because as I mentioned, you have like a substantial online presence. People love to interact with you online. But the first time I met you in person was at a C2E2. I think it was 2 years ago. And you stopped and you just had this conversation with me about Starman and how excited you were to get your books autographed and everything. And I'm like, you make me want to read comics.
Yes, and I've done my job. It's so funny, the feedback that I get. I had somebody recently who pointed out, they're like, in the intro to a recent episode of yours, you clapped in excitement 5 times.
And as a sound engineer, you know how difficult that is to edit out, too. So. Right,
exactly. So I thought that was really funny. Like, you know, people write into me all the time. They'll be like, yeah, you talked about the Dirty Dozen for 10 minutes, and neither you mentioned Lee Marvin. I'm like, like, that's funny. I love that. I love whenever people, like, whenever they have responses, I know that people are actually listening. I think that's fantastic.
Right on. And you definitely encourage that enthusiasm, too, because, as you know, as the listeners know, I do this thing called Resnaculous Tuesday, where I go out and try some, like, wacky snacks or whatever, or the stuff that I'm not brave enough to try. I just post that and share. Say, hey, you go find it. It's all you. But you found something that I had to go out and purchase myself, and I'm gonna have to check that out on today's episode, which is Pink Lemonade Pop-Tarts.
Yes, oh man, I love obscure Pop-Tarts. I love that.
They go nuts with them. Like the A&W root beer Pop-Tarts they put out recently.
I have not tried. Now, do they have, like, is it like a root beer frosting?
See, I don't know, because I
haven't been. We have to find out.
We've got to check them out. I got to have you on to try these Pop-Tarts.
Oh man, you know what we need? We need to get like one of those, like, they have those Japanese like subscription boxes where they send you weird snacks every month.
Oh yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about shrimp crackers?
I'm cool with shrimp crackers. As long as it's cooked, I will eat it.
I will gladly come to your house and have like a Resnaculous Tuesday. I think that's awesome.
It's going down. It may not be during this month, but it's going to happen.
All right. What is the weirdest flavor of soda that you've ever had?
Oh my gosh. Oh man, 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 man. I had some really funky ginger ale one time. It was from Whole Foods. I don't remember the brand name, but it didn't taste like ginger ale. It was just like punishment to your tongue.
See, I love a really tangy ginger ale. I think that's great.
I do too. Usually I'm down, like, the stronger the ginger ale, the stronger the root beer, the better. Especially because when you drink root beer, it can't be flat or it's something's missing there. But yeah, this ginger ale, it just tasted like medicine. I'm like, no, that's not good.
Well, you got to question some of those Whole Foods flavors, you know?
Yeah, for sure, because it's all natural. And unfortunately, that means that the ingredients are left on the cutting room floor, so... The flavor.
So what is it? I've noticed a popular thing right now is like the seaweed chips, and they have those in every flavor.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I was eating some coconut flavored seaweed the other day, and I was like, this is not something you'd even be eating like 3 years ago.
No, it's the new kale, you know? Which is funny too, because now they're saying kale isn't as healthy for you as they've purported it to be.
You know, you gotta doubt anytime they tell you something is a superfood. Like, everything is just a food. You know, everything has, you can have something with a good amount of nutrients, a good amount of stuff, and nothing is the miracle that they're going to tell you.
Right, right.
Every month it's something, it's like the acai berry or the, you know, whatever. It's always a different one every month. So just eat what you know is good. I know spinach is good. I'll keep eating that, you know?
Exactly. And it's sweeter than kale. Thank goodness. You know, I have to balance the Resnaculous stuff that I do. So I try to make these green smoothies in the morning. And, you know, we ran out of kale. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just throw another leafy green in there. I'll use spinach. Yeah. That sucker was so sweet when I finally finished it. I'm like, this is like night and day. My eyes have been opened. I don't need to suffer to be healthy.
Now you see what's up with Popeye.
Yeah. That's right. He's known the secret for years.
So what books are you reading?
Oh man. Mostly I stick to stuff from Image, I guess. Like I read Saga, I read Walking Dead. Invincible has been solid, like in these past few months. They've been doing some very adventurous storytelling in there. And I think it's incredible. Just Robert Kirkman. You know, it's not the one that he's famous for, but I mean,
it's been going forever. I mean, there must have something to it, you know?
Right. And it's consistent. He just gets better and better with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And once again, I like that whenever you follow a writer, you follow an artist and you can see their development. I think that's so tremendous, you know?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to give.
What else do I love? Oh, and I love Power Man Iron Fist.
Oh,
I love
that that's something I wanted to get to as well. Yes. Yeah, so I know that recently on Double Page Spreads, you had David Walker and Sanford Green, who were writing the current Power Man and Iron Fist series at Marvel. And I wanted to know, where did your love for Iron Fist come from? Because you are just like the biggest fan.
It comes from my obsession with Bruce Lee, you know, like my two things I love. I love 70s cinema. I love it to death. And End of the Dragon is like one of my like diehard favorite things in life. Like I watch End of the Dragon, like I watch it like almost every morning. I'll put it on like when I go in the shower and I'll watch like 20 minutes of it, like while I'm tooling around the house or something.
Oh, that's a good way to start the day.
Right, exactly. Don't you feel better once you've seen End of the Dragon? I feel like, you know, it's empowering. I love that shit. So I mean, I just love that combination. I love, you know, I love like badass Jim Kelly and I love Bruce Lee and I love that stuff. And I like Shang-Chi and I like any sort of like Kung Fu Shaw Brothers kind of deal, you know? So if you put that in a comic, I'm even more excited.
Right on. And I always say right on, and now it just seems super appropriate. But
exactly.
Stuff like that. Like, I read his Shaft, which was amazing.
Oh, did you read the novel?
I haven't read the novel yet. No, I want to check that out. I got to make time for it.
It's so great. It's so good. Because, and I say this all the time, Shaft is fucking essential. It's so good because it's just like, I don't know. I love that sort of like strong black man kind of concept, you know? Like, I like the fact that like he's strong, but he's also sensitive and he's aware and he's just like really present. I love that.
Yeah, you know, I got to hand it to our buddies over at 11 O'Clock Comics because they introduced me to the comic Aphrodisiac from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That was like, okay, just the mixed media aspect of it and just the entertainment value and the tongue in cheek. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of getting it now. This is funny. This is neat. And of course, Black Dynamite, you know, just bringing it all back there. So, yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
There's room for that. There's room to have your tongue-in-cheek kind of Black Dynamite. And there's also room to have, like, Shaft, you know, suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from Vietnam. You know, like, you got to have room for both the serious and the goofy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, some of these movies are just, like, straight-up classics. Like, mixing the blaxploitation demographic and the kung fu, you have The Last Dragon, which...
Mm-hmm. Which is perfect.
It's the perfect movie, yes. And see, that is required watching at least annually. You must watch that movie once a year.
And wasn't T-Mac was like at the Music Box recently, and I didn't get to go see him. I wanted to go meet that guy.
Oh.
T-Mac? How do you pronounce his name? I don't know.
All right, let's move on to another obsession of yours. And this one I definitely need to get some backstory on. And that is commissioning artists to draw Beta Ray Bill eating a sandwich.
Well, he could eat anything. You could have him eat anything.
I see him eating a sandwich, though.
That's true. He needs more variety. Well, it's funny because, like, and I say, like, you know, whenever I go to shows, I have, like, my serious sketchbook, and then I have, like, a goofy sort of sketchbook, you know?
Okay.
So, like, I like to get star man commissions as in my serious sketchbook. Although that's also changing. Like, I also, you know, like, now I want to get different characters, whatever. But then I have, like, my kind of funny sketchbook, which is always, like, Beta Ray Bill eating something, you know? And that's for, you know, like, if I don't want somebody taking, like, 5 hours working on something, like, if you're just doing something goofy, you know, just doing something, and you've only got, like, 20 minutes to draw me something, then just do me Beta Ray Bill eating something. And people always get a chuckle out of that, you know? Whenever I ask artists to do that, they're always amused. They're always, like, happy to do it, so...
That's very cool. And, you know, just Lord forbid you ever lose that Yeah, that's good. But somebody's going to stumble upon it and just go, what the hell? What is going on here? Especially a non-comic fan. Like, I think this is Thor, but I don't know.
Well, once again, I love it because he's like the definitive sort of emblematic of that Walt Simonson time.
Oh yeah.
You know, like to me, that 80s Walt Simonson Thor is like, so like, that's so cool. And he's like that very, very the original creation that symbolizes that whole era to me.
For sure. For sure.
And Thor Frog, although I don't know Thor Frog, what he'd eat. I guess he'd eat bugs. That wouldn't be as much fun.
Just flies, probably. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, circling all the way back to Double Page Spread and just how it brings folks together. You did a lot of work with Kingbone Press and their events and their Kickstarter and everything. Shout out to John Westhoff and Ray Wegner. Like, I just had the most fun at the post C2E2 party that you guys were involved in at Reggie's Rock Club. That was like,
oh, I wish they did another. I want them to do more. I love it. That was so much fun.
It really was. I mean, you know, you could just blow off some steam, have a couple drinks with some good friends. You did a live episode of your podcast there. We had Mega Ran. We had just all kind of different performers. We had Kochi Soulstar up there just, you know, dropping mm-hmm. bars. It was amazing. And mm-hmm. everybody just had such a good time. They even had a little a mini artist alley up in the balcony, too. I mean,
which I didn't find out about until too late.
Oh, no.
I was like, there was so much going on that I didn't even like know that was a thing. I was so bummed out.
See, that's a good problem to have. Just too much going on of a good thing, you know. You mentioned, yeah, they should totally do more stuff like that. What are some of the most unique events like that in the city that you've been to?
Well, I'll tell you, I do a lot of work with the Hero Initiative, and we've done events in San Diego where they rented a yacht out back, and like they would have different events where like you could bid on having lunch with like different creators on this yacht.
Oh, wow.
And so one of them was Darwin Cook.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bless his soul. And it was like so much fun. And yeah, like you just got to like hang out and have drinks and like he'd tell you stories. And it was neat. And we did another one that was like Bill Willingham and one that was, I forget. There were like a couple of them, but they were like, it was just like such a loose, fun time because it'd be like only about five people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there as a volunteer, and so I was like mixing drinks for people. And that was like that's one of the best times I've ever had at a comic convention. And it had nothing to do, you know, it wasn't even about being on the floor or waiting in line for a panel or doing anything like that, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. Because, you know, it's funny you mention that, because even at C2E2 itself, I'm not going to mention the creator's name because I don't want people to go like look for him and ruin his piece, you know, but there is a certain creator that you will find just posted up at the bar watching the Bulls game every year. And he's hanging out more there than in Artist Alley than on the floor. So it's just kind of cool to just kick back and just, you know, be guys, be people, you know, and just have a beer together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's true. It's funny. Yeah, like the best times are just whenever you catch them off guard, and don't ask them to sign anything, and don't ask them to do whatever, you know. But just hang out, because they're all just like us. They just want to see the Bulls score, you know.
Exactly. That's more of an experience than going home with their name written on a piece of paper. Unless it's Stan Lee, then you can get that tattooed somewhere like people do. I don't know. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to be on Cast today. You are just such a joy to speak to.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. Once again, we gotta get some snacking.
Oh, yes. It's going to be snackulous. Oh, yeah.
All right, you're the best. Have a great day.
All right, Wendy. Folks, thank you so much for listening. You can catch more of Wendy Freeman and her amazing guest on Double Page Spread. This is Matt Peters for Wendy Freeman saying stay mighty.
Bye-bye.